You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Every smartphone is a good smartphone now. Doesn't really matter who makes it. Huge companies like Apple and Samsung, upstarts like Nexbit and Blue, or which flashy features it has or doesn't have. As long as you have around $250 to spend, you're positively spoiled for choice. That's great news for you, and it's been terrible news for HTC. HTC's last phone, the HTC 10, was a very good phone. It did all the good phone things in all the good phone ways, but it wasn't exciting or interesting or noteworthy in any way, so it didn't sell well at all. This time around, HTC has learned its lesson. With its new flagship line dubbed the HTC U, the company is positively peacocking, doing a loud and boisterous mating dance in public in hopes that you'll fall in love. The company is launching two new phones, the U Ultra and U Play. And one new tagline, it's all about you. Sorry, all about you. What the thirsty millennial marketing actually refers to is the U line's focus on personalization. Both models, for instance, let you tune the device's audio to fit your specific hearing. Both have built-in voice assistants from HTC that complement Google's service and help you make calls and send texts. They also have a new feature called HTC Sense Companion, which can help you remember to bring an umbrella or try that great pho place you've been meaning to hit up. The Ultra also has a small display in the top right corner of the phone where you can put contacts, notifications, apps, and more. To HTC's credit, the company understood years ago that everyone wants something different from their phone and that more customization and personalization can only be good things. But a word of warning, HTC is not exactly known for its awesome and beautiful software. Other than the software tweaks, the Ultra and Play are pretty straightforward good phones. They're curvy and sleek, with small bezels on the side and a fingerprint reader below the display. With the curved glass, small camera hump, and vertical flash, you might mistake the U for a Samsung Galaxy S7. They come in four grabby colors, brilliant black, cosmetic pink, ice white, and sapphire blue. They'd certainly stick out in a carrier store, but the only way to buy these phones will be on HTC's website. The Ultra is the higher-end device, a $750 phone with a 5.7-inch 2560 by 1440 display, along with 4 gigs of RAM, 64 or 128 gigs of storage, and a Snapdragon 821 processor. It's the only one you'll see in the US. The Play is the international device with a 5.2-inch 1920 by 1080 screen with either 3 or 4 gigs of RAM, 32 or 64 gigs of storage, and a mid-range MediaTek processor. Both have good, though slightly different cameras, and the Ultra gets almost double the 15 hours of talk time HTC advertises for the Play. There's not a wrong spec on the list, but nor is there something extraordinary anywhere. The phones themselves may not be terribly bold, but then what smartphones are anymore? What seems to be different is HTC's approach. It's louder, bolder, weirder, more teen-speaky. It's a move, certainly, though it doesn't come off like enough to rescue the company from its doldrums. Maybe a few more hashtags or filters would do the trick. This article by David Pierce.
Hi, I'm Sarah from the Spoken Edition team. Happy Friday. We want to know more about you, what you listen to, when, and what you like or don't like about the Spoken Edition. We'd love to hear from you. Send your feedback to sarah@spokenedition.com. Thanks.